That is the first step in the training. I seethe when I hear her words. Rage boils quietly inside me, but I contain it. I will never kill Ma for them. Not ever. The new year passes over without any celebration or joy. The January breeze turns into April heat, and I am 1 year older. Life at the camp continues as always while I divide my time between the field and the training lessons. Like Cave, I am alone here, even though I eat the same food and sleep in the same hut with 80 girls. Besides our obligatory discussions about the power of Pol Pot and his army, we live together in silence. We keep to ourselves because we are all hiding secrets. My secret is our lives in Phnom Penh. For another girl, it may be that she has a handicapped brother, has stolen food, possesses a pair of red pants, is nearsighted and used to wear glasses, or has tasted chocolate. If she is found out, she can be punished by Mae Bong. Though I know the danger of developing a friendship with the girls, sometimes I wistfully think about it. Without Chu, I am alone. Until now, I've always had Chu to play with, fight with, and talk to. In Phnom Penh, Khoi and Mang were already adults, Cave was a teenage girl, Keem a prepubescent, and Gek a baby. Chu and I were closest to each other. When I was sad and upset, it was she whom I invariably sought out to share my feelings. I never realized how much I would miss her now that we are apart. At the new camp, the nearest thing to friendship comes from the palm tree boy. I do not know his name and have never spoken to him. He comes to our camp often, sometimes by himself and sometimes with his father. I learned from Mae Bong that he lives with his family in a nearby village. He and his father share the job of collecting palm sap and fruit for the village's chief. The boy and his father often give Mae Bong some palm fruit to eat. If they are there when I am around, the boy usually throws a palm fruit in my direction, smiling and waving to me with his hand still clutching the cleaver. Every day, our nightly lessons grow longer and longer. It seems Pol Pot has replaced the Angkor as the source of power. I don't know why or how it happened. I do not know anything more about him except for what Mae Bong tells us at our nightly lesson. Mae Bong says he is the one responsible for bringing the Khmer Rouge to power. He is the one who will restore Kampuchea to its ancient glory. Mae Bong's voice rises as she speaks his name, as if uttering Pol Pot brings her closer to his power.